We are in Daf Chav Dalet Amid Beis. Let us start again the beginning of the sugya from the Gemara. Tana Rabbana, Avir Kli Cheres Tome, V'Gaboi Toya. A Kli Cheres is Mekabo Tome Me Aviroi. There was a Maga V'Gaboi. It's Toya. Avir kol ha-kelim toyer. Begabon tomei. By all other kelim, it's the hepech. If there was a tume ba-aviroi, the keli is toyer. If a tume touched the gava keli, tomei. Nimtso toyer bekli cheres, tomei bechol ha-kelim, that's gaboi. Toyer bechol ha-kelim, tomei bekli cheres. Mino hani mili. The Tana Rabbono. It says in the Pasuk, Toichot. It says in the Pasuk that it's Makabal, Kola Sheyipel Mehem El Toichot. That it falls, a sheretz, a dead sheretz that falls into the Toich Akeli, Va'af Alpi Sheloi Noga. Even though it didn't touch the Tfanes Akeli, it's Toich Akeli, it's an Aviroi, it's also the keli is mekabotuk. So the Gemara says, "Ata oimer afal pi shalei noga, v'yeinai elo imkein noga." Maybe it is speaking about toichai. That it's speaking about that the sheretz touched the divanis a keli mibifnim. Avyeinisin ben avtulmes oimer nemar toichai letame. It says, V'chol asher b'soichoi yitmo. V'nemar toichoi litome. And it says also, asher yifo mehem el toichoi. Is ma toichoi ha'omo litame. Just like the second half of the post, V'chol asher b'soichoi yitmo. Afo pi shaloi noga. Something that is in the avir of a klicheres that is tome is mekabo tume me aviroi. Even though it was not negeya bedoifne hakeli, avtoichei ha'omar li tome. So the toichei that it says it's mekabo tume kolashipa mehem el toichei is afapi shaloi noga. V'hosa minola. So the Gemara asks, how do we know that a kli cheres is metame me aviroi? Afilu, it was not noigeya, that was masha besoich aviroi. Omer Rabbi Yonison, ha-teiro heyido al kli cheres, afilu molei chardu. You have a kli cheres that is molei chardu. So the garinim hem tzayim, who are not touching the Shulei Akeli, which are not touching the Tfanes Akeli, it says, Kol Asher B'Soicha Yitma, so you see that there's a Kabbalah Stume Me'aviroi, if it's in the Aver Klicheres. So who Adin, Legabi the Kabbalah Stume of a Klicheres, Kol Asher B'Soicha Yitma, and Kol Asher Yipol El Toichoi, is also, if even if it did not touch the Tfanei Sakeli or the Shulei Akeli. Let us just again see Rashi. Avir higia tume la aviroi veloi noga begaboi toir afilo noga tume begaboi eini mekabo tume bekach. Avir kol akelim toyer, kol zman shloi noga b'matume afalpi shenitlis ba'avira yevadet sheret that's hanging in the avir of a kli shetef, of a kli matres. It is not mekabotume. Toichoi v'chol kli cheres asheyipel mehem el toichoi. Nemart, so the Gemara says, from here we see that the Teich HaKlicheres, Adamatami falls into the Teich HaKlicheres, the Klicheres is Mekabotome. So the Gemara says, maybe it means that it touched the Tfanei Sakeli. Moses, no, nema, toichoi letame, shakli metame oichlin shabesoichai, dachsiv kol ashabesoichai yitmo, there it says toich. Nema, toichoi litame, shakli mekabotome mina sheret, dachsiv kol ashayiper mehem el toichai. Ma toichoi mo letame afalpi shaloi nogam, hakli lema shabesoichai hum metame kol oichlin umashkin. הנסונים באוויר הוי כן המפורש לקמי, הפתיחי האומו לעניין הירודס תומה לקיילי, אף הפי שלי נוגה תומה בויים. And the Gemara says, how do we know that a קליחרס is מתאמה כל מה שבסויחוי, אפילו it is not touching it, הידו דחסיב כל אשר בסויחוי ואפילו מולך ארדו, שהכלי אין אין נגיע בכולוי. The keli only touches if you have a kli cheres that is tomei that is full of chardol. The kli is not touching all the garinim. Ela b'meshe somach l'dfanes. V'hem tzayim, so the garine chardol that are in the middle of this kli cheres mitmoim min ha'avir. Yata yochel loimer sheze mitamei eze. You can't say that one garin is metam another garin. Sherei ein kebeye b'chol echot. There's not a kebeye b'chol echot, so the Sheik Mekabetze says, perish ve'ein pochis mekebeye metame. The Rashi Sheik is, you need a kebeye litame. Vo'oid ein ois, some amelo was speaking about chardul, So there's not a kebeye. So one can be metame the other. So kochoch, they are mekabel tumme from the other. Vo'oi, the second cheshben, ein oichol metame oichol. Vo'oi, the third cheshben, in Cain, if we'll say that the tumme goes, that the defanei sakele are metame, the garin that touches the defanei, and that garin is metame, the garin that is touching it. In kain ze sheini, the ze shlishi, the shlishi la yasa revi letame es emsaayim, because kochim, the only kochim goes to a revi. Yes, yesterday I don't understand that you need trume to be a shlishi. Chaldol is not trume. Zakte Gemara weiter, Oma lei Rav Ade Barava le Rebbe. So we just learned out that a klicheres is mekabel tume mei aviroi. If a dead sheret falls into the avir of the klicheres is mekabel tume. So Rav Ade Barava est rove vi a klicheres mitmo migaboy, let it be mekabel tume migaboy mikal v'chayma uma kol hakelim she'ein mitmoin me'avira. All other kelim are not mekabel tume me'avira mitmoin migabom, but if adavo tume touches migava keli, the outside of the keli, the mekabel tume is klicheres. Shemitmo meyaviroi, einedin sheyitmo migaboy, sakliher shemimekabotum migaboy altakal vachayim. Let us see Rashi. The Rashi vikliheres mitmo migaboy benegiye, sheret will touch the gava vakliheres mikal vachayim. The toich oy goli loch kro, the posik was megalim. So let's learn out Gabe from a Kalvachayma from Kli Shetef. Ma Kli Shetef, she'ein mitmoin me'avir. A Kli Shetef means not a Kli Cheres, a Keli that yesh leitara b'mikve. Ma Kli Shetef, she'ein mitmoin me'avir on b'loi negil kidialof lekamei. Toichei shal zaveloi toichei shalacha. Later the Gemara can bring a drash. It says toichei. After the toichei of a klicheres is mekabel tumah without negiyah.
chuki other kelim, it's not mekabel to me. Somehow the chakli sheter is not mekabel to me mitoichoi, meaviroi, is mitmoin, migabon benigiyim. But if a davatame will touch the gav of the kli sheter, if it's mekabel to me, how do I know this? Kedachsi v'chol asher yifrel olo. Whatever will fall on the keli, Olav mashme dinoga, that it touched it, it fell on the keli. And the veloishna gavoi, veloishna avi, veloishna toichoi, the Rishash makes a grace here, veloishna toichoi. That means it says, as long as the dava tome falls on the keli, it is irrelevant if it fell on the gava keli, if it fell on the toicha keli. The Rishash's gears. So now, Rabbi Barav Estakasha, we should learn out through a Kal V'Chaimel that a Kli Cheres is Mekabel Tume Migabel. So what did he answer him? On Akro, let's get back to the Gemara. The Pasuk says, V'chol Kli Pasuach Asher Ein Tzomit Pasul Olo is Tzomit. So the Pasuk says, if you have, we're speaking about, you have a keli, bo'oyel ha'meis, and it's pasuach, the mouth of the keli is not sosum, so it's tame. But we learn out from this Pasuk, but what if the mouth of the keli would be sosum, the cover would be tightly attached to the keli, then it wouldn't be Tome. That's what it says in the Pasuk. Kalkli Pasuach Asher Ein Tomit Pasalolo. So what is Pshat Kli Pasuach? Eze Kli Shetumosoi Kaidemes Lepisoi. Which Kli do we have that the Tume goes and is Metame the Keli before it touches it? As soon as it enters the Pesach of the Keli becomes Tomei. There's a Kli Pasuach. Kli Pasuach means that the Tumei is Metamet as soon as it reaches the Pesach. Havei Oimer Ze Kli Cheres. So the Pasuk is speaking about a Kli Cheres. And so let's be Elech, let's learn the Pasuk. So the Pasuk says, a Kli Cheres is Mekabel Tumei Bo'yel Amei. It's Pasuach. V'chi ein tzomit pasal olav with the tamei. If there is the cover is not sealed to this kli cheres, so it's tamei. Hayesh tzomit pasal olav. But what is if this keli is sealed from the top? Is toyer. So then the keli is toyer. Now if a kli cheres is mekabel tume migaboy. So what's the yichus that it's sealed? But it's in the oil amei, so why is it mekabel tumah migaboy? So we see from this pasuk that a kli cheres is not mekabel tumah migaboy. So now we know that a kli cheres is mekabel tumah miaviroi. That we know from the gzeir shavet toich toich. And we also know from the pasuk that a tamid posel is matzel and a kli cheres boil ameis, that a kli cheres is not mekabel tumen migab. That's what we know already. So the Gemara says, so if we know this, v'yiyu kol hakelim mitmoin me'aviron mikal v'chayim. So now we see that all kelim are better than a kli cheres. All kelim mekabel tumen migab. A kli cheres is not mekabel tumah migabel. So let's make a kal v'chaimel. Uma kli cheres she'ein mitmo migaboy. Kli cheres is not mekabel tumah migaboy. Mitmo me'aviroi. Kol hakelim shemitmoin migabon ein edin shemitmoin me'aviron. Uma kro, so the Gemara says, it says, V'chol ashe yipoil el toichoi. There's a vav over there. El toichoi. Amakro toichoi. Toichoi shel zeh. The toich of a kli cheres is mekabel tumen, v'lo itoicha yishalacha, but a toich of another keli is not mekabel tumen. So I learn out from this toichai that other kelim are not mekabel tumen ayidei toicha. So the Gemara asks, v'hani toichai hadoshin, how do you know to make the yukim? We use these two toichais. One toichai is telling us, kol asher b'soicha yitmo, that a kli cheres is metame kol asher b'sheyesh b'aviroi. And then we have the other toichai, kol asher yipe el toichai, we learn out a gzeirish of it. So these two toichais are used up already. So you can't use it to tell me the yukim, toichai shel zeh, b'lei toichai shel acher. So the Gemara says, arbo toichai ksivit. There's not two, there's four that we can darshan. Toichai toich, toichai toich. That means it could have said toich by both of them, cholosha besoich. And from a mailer, from these two, we learn out that one that klicheres is metame koma shebesoichai, a second thing that klicheres is mekabotume, and the extra vavan, we come. So the Baal one Vav is coming to tell us, Teichai shal zeh v'loi teichai shal achem. So now, what is the other Teichai coming to tell us? So the Baal says, Teichai teich, Teichai teich, chad le gufei, that it is, that klicheres is metame koma shebesaychai. Bechadlik zeyre shove that a klicheres is mekabel tume if it's neifel al teichai. Bechad teichai shal zeh v'loi teichai shalacha, that another keli is not mekabel tume mi teichai. Bechad, in the fourth one, teich teichai v'loi teich teichai. But if you have a keli in a kli cheres, and there's a sheres in that keli, so the kli cheres, you have a keli in a kli cheres, and there's a sheres in the keli hapnimi, so the keli hachitzoin, the kli cheres hachitzoin, is not mekabel tume, because it says toichai v'loi toich toichai. The sheretz is not in the kli cheretz, it's in something that is in the kli cheretz. Teichai v'loi teich teichai. Ba'filu kli shetef. Filu a kli shetef, that means that filu the kli hapnimi is not a kli cheretz. With a kli shetef, it's a keli that's about filu also. It also makes that the outer kli cheres is not mekabel tume, because this is not toicha kli, it is toich toicha. Before we go further, let us see Rashi. Kli pasua midekopit apsiche shmamino bekli cheres koyit. Speaking about a kli cheres, beis a kli shetu mosoi koydenes lepischoi. Let's see the shlosh nesit the mekabetzus beis a keli dilgila teira es hatume lahashkim ulemaher velovoi derech pischo. Which keli is it that the tume comes? Very interesting. Arichas loshen of Rashi lahashkim on the mayor v'lovei derech pischei, that the tuma comes right away to the Pesach, that it's atavosi, that before it even touches the keli, it's matama the keli. Have oimer zekli cheres the kos of loch begavei benuchtachita el toichoi, and we can be medai from the pasuk oyesh tzomit pasul olo. Shemitzumedes magufosoi olov lepiv yofe. The magufes, the cover, is attached very well to the pi of the klicheres. Psiu, magufoi, magufoi, that's the cover. So the tzomid means it's attached, it's metzumid, and psil means magufa. Toya. So it says, if there's a tzomid posel, so it is toya, boyil ha-meis, fachal pishu boyil ha-meis, the kro boyil ha-meis mishtoy, alme loy nitma migaboy. So we see from this that a klicheres is not mekabel tuma migaboy. Umak, so now the Gemara says, so let's make a kal v'chayma that maklicher shein mitmo migaboy kedamorom is nitmo mitoichoy. So klishetev that's mitmo migaboy shezicha be mitmo mitoichoy. The Gemara says it says toichoy b'loy toichoy shalach. So the Gemara kodoshinu we darshin the very this toichoy for something else. Chad ligufei, to tell me that a klicheres is metame kol mashe betoichoi. The chad ligzeire shoved, the nema toichoi, letame, v'chulu, we had this before. So the Gemara said, avok roi ksivi, there are four psukim, trei toichoi, twice it says toich, v'chol chad ave motzi lemichtov toich, v'kosav toichoi. So I have four droshes. Chad legufei, toichama letame legufei yosa. She yitame hakeili kol hoichlan amashkin shebabire apapishalay noga. Chad legzeirishov, lil meidala klishi kabal tumimina avir apapishalay noga bayesheretz kedam rinalel. Nema toiche letame, nema toiche litame. Then the Gemara says, and now the two extra vovim, one is toichai Bloitoichai shalachem, that other kelim are not mekabel tume mitoichon. And the fourth vav, the second vav is coming to tell us, which is the fourth drosha, toichai v'loi toich toichai, afilu klishetev matzir. Afilu klishetev is also matzir. So now, what is the case of toich toichai? So Rashi explains as follows. Im hoya kli munach besoich kli cheres. There was a keli lie in a kli cheres. That was in a kli cheres. Upi hapnimi lemaila mipi hachitzay. And the inner keli, the pair of the inner keli, juts out over the pair of the klicheres. Kidemaforish betoiras koyanim. Now, agavuche, is a lotion of the raivet in toiras koyanim. Raivet in toiras koyanim says, shaloi amru toich toichoi, Elo kshehachovis shebetanu piyo lemailo minatanu sheein avir hatanu shoylait ba'avir achovis. That means it seems, according to it, would be the same level. Then we would say the avir hatanu, it's considered, it is in the tanu, it's in the tanu, avir hatanu, Shoylait ba'avir achovis. But since the avir achovis juts out over the tano, so you can't say that the avir atano is shoylait on the avir achovis. So this is called a besondere teich. This is teich achovis. And now you have, and the chovis is inside the tano. So this is teich teich. Ba'oichlim u'mashkin bipnimi. The oichlin u'mashkin are in the pnimi. V'tume ba'avir achitzay. And this tume ba'avir achitzay, we'll see soon in the Shittim HaKebetzes, v'tume ba'avir achitzay means that there's a sheretz ba'avir achitzay. Ba'avir between the pnimi
and the is a sheretz there. Ein ha'oichlim t'meyim, the oichlim in the pnimi anatomy, the lav toichoi the klicheres nino. This is not in the klicheres called ashebes soichoi yitmo. This is not in the klicheres. This is toich toichoi. It's not in the klicheres. Ela toich toichoi. Va'afilu klishet of matzel. V'loi mi boi. V'loi mi boi. Now what's the chiddush of klishetev? So Rashi explains. V'loi mi boi. Let us just see the sheet of Makibetsas. V'loi mi boi. Im pnimi hu shel cheres. If the inside keli is cheres. The matzel. So then it's zicha matzel. The kiven the ain mitma mikaboy. Since it is not mikaboy tumma mikaboy, a klicheres, is loy nitma, so it didn't become tumme. V'choytzeit bifnei atumme sheba'aver achitzeit. So it is choytzeit bifnei atumme sheba'aver achitzeit. That means it would seem from Rashi that if it would be there is a klal in Hilchis Oiholim that kol davar shemekabel tume einei choytzeitz bifnei atume. In order to be a choytzeitz, you have it a davar mekabel tume is not choytzeitz. So Rashi says, so if the kli hapnimi was a kli cheres and there was a tume in the kli achitzein, so memele, so the dvorim and the kli apnimi, since the dvorim are not toich achitzoin, it is toich toichoi. And the kli cheres apnimi is not mekabel tume migaboi, so it is choytzeitz bifnei atum. For choytzeitz bifnei atume sheba'aver achitzoin. Now let's look in the sheet of Mekabetzes. Ella afilu pnimi klishetet. The mitma migaboy. Afilu the pnimi is a klishetet. Veika lameima loyochi. So now there'd be a svara to say a klishetet should not be choytet. Nichto betzida perish. How would we say that it should not be choytet? Veika lameima. Even the bechitzain sheretz toli ba'avir, keman the malye tumahave, chiilu noge bo hasheretz bechishetev, kemash melon the mat. Now, there is a concept that Rashi is mentioning, the Rashid Mekabetzis is mentioning according to Rashi. We have a din that a sheretz falls into the aver of a kli cheres. The kli cheres is mekabel tum. There'd be a mocking to say that the lomdus of this kabbalah tumme is that when the sheretz is dangling in a kli cheres, so we consider like the whole toich of the kli cheres is one big sheretz. And the tumis hasheretz is touching the fanais of the klicheres. That's the chiddush that a klicheres is makabel tumim aviroi. Means even though theoretically the sheretz is not touching it, but the whole aver is command the mal yetume. It's one big sheretz in the klicheres. Now, if that would be true, so it come out a mirdike chiddush. What if you have another keli in the tanur, inside the tanur? So that keli should also be mekabel tumme because the sheretz is filling up the whole tanur, so it's touching the other keli. And in the pasuk it says, "Kol asher besoicha yitma mikol ha'oichel asher yochem komashka sheyishos." Davka a Oichel is mekabel tumme inside a klicheres, a mashke, not a keli. So we see from that that there is no such concept, command the mal yitume. No, it works differently. It works as follows. That if you have a sheretz dangling in the klicheres, there's no tume in the aver whatsoever. The klicheres is mekabel tume from the sheretz without nigiyah. Since it's toicha klicheres, the klicheres is mekabel tume, so the sheretz is an aver tume, the klicheres is a rishon tume, and there's an oichel in the klicheres, so it's a sheni tume. But if there'd be a keli in the klicheres, so it can't be mekabel tume, a keli can only be mekabel tume from a nov and not from a rishon. So we see that there is a concept, a hava mina, that to say command the mal yedomi, but we don't say command the mal yedomi. So that's what the Shit Mekabesis is saying. That, but afilu klishetef, you also say toich toich. That means there'd be a mokim to say, there's a klishetef toich a klicheres. The klishetef should not be choitzis al mashe besoichoi. Of the concept of command the mal yedomi. That means loy viboy akli cheres, abil command the mal yedomi, zah mekabel tume migaboy. So that's posh. Now, afilu akli shet, but it is mekabel tume migaboy, it is also choytzit. And why is it take choytzit? Because we don't say command the mal yedomi. That's how the Shit Gebetz says pshat in Rashi. Now let's go back to Rashi. Elafilu kli shetef dimitmo migabai v'ikalameima lo yochetz bifnei atume matzul alo ichlim shebesaychi. It's also matzul sherei gam hu lo nitmo, because lamai said the gav of the kli shetef was not mikabal tume v'chaytzit. And the Lumda says, you don't say, command them all, you dummy. So Rashi says, I, the im yishum de noga bechitzoin, I let it be mekabel tume from the chitzoin, from the klicheres. So Rashi answers, chitzoin rishinu, ven kli mekabel tume al mova tume. Vi im yishum de koi ba'ave klicheres, I let it be mekabel tume a keli that finds itself in the avikliches is not mekabel tume. The sanya bipsof. You call a keli mitmoy me avikliches. Amadloy mekola shebesoicha yitmo v'somechloy mekoloi choshei yochel oichlo mashkin mitmoy me avikliches. In kol hakeli mitmoy miyave klicheres. Klishetev, what is the translation of klishetev? Kol shal kelim she'enam klicheres mikri klishetev, al shem sheyesh lam taret b'mikve yodav leshutaf b'mayim. So the shetev means shtife b'mayim. Yeah. Fregt the Gemara weiter. Let us go back to the Gemara. V'lo yekol hakelim mitmoin migabo, ela mitoichon, ubenegiye mikal v'chayme. Now the Gemara says that all kelim, we see kli cheres, so far we know as follows. A kli cheres is mekabel tume me'aviroi. A sheretz, a dead sheretz is dangling in the kli cheres is mekabel tume. This is unique by a klicheres. All other kelim are not mekabel tume. If a sheretz is dangling toichon, we have a drash toichoi avot leitoichi shalacher. Any other kelim is not mekabel tume. That's one yediyah we have. We have a second yediyah that a klicheres is not mekabel tume migaboy, because it says a tomet a klicheres at a tomet posel is matzel by elamei. If it would be mekabel tume migaboy, it would help if some apostle come. So this we know. So now the Gemara says, so we should make a kal v'chomer that a kli shetef should not be mekabel tume migaboy, only mitoichai b'negiyim. We should make a kal v'chomer from a kli cheres. V'loyuhu, let's go to the map. V'loyuhu, kol ha-kelem mitmoy migabon, ele mitoichan, ube negiyya mikal v'choyma. U'mak li cheres, ki cheres atzchomo, shemitmo me'aviroi. Ein oi mitmo migaboi, kol ha-kelem shen mitmoy ma'aviron, ein edin shen mitmoy migabon. Omakrom, V'chol kli posuach asher ein tzomit posol olav tomei hu. Hu. Hai hu. Kli posuach is speaking about a kli cheres. That's what we said before. Kli shetumosoi kaidemes lepischoi. That the tume rushes to the Pesach and to be metamed. It's metamed by the Pesach. Without negiyah. It says like this. B'chol kli pasuach Hashem tamid posel olav tomei hu. There's a hu. Hai hu. What is pshat in this hu? Baya kli cheres t'chiyen tamid posel olav tomei. Ho yesh tamid posel olav toyer. That's hu. That's baya kli cheres. Ho kol ha-keilin. Bein she yesh tamid posel aleyem. Bein bein shein tamid posel aleyem. Mitmoim. Well, Kalem are mekabel tumi, even though there's a tzomet posel. So that tells us that a kli shetev is mekabel tumi migaboi. And that we learn out from the who. Elo mitoichanu benegi, let us see Rashi. Achi yipel d'mor said, now let's make a kabel chema from a kli cheres, and a kli shetev should only be mekabel tumi mitoichanu benegi. Achi yipel d'soichan v'yigaben v'neimo. That what we had assumed till now, that what it says by Ul Kalim, Kala Shayipal, Allah, Allah means it touched it, it doesn't matter whether it touched it from the inside, the outside, Al Shula, Baldaif Naisa Mitechikama, maybe not, I have a Kalvachayma. If I see that a Klicheres, that's Chomo, that's Mekabal Tumme Me'avira, it's not Mekabal Tumme Migaboy, Savadi Givis a Klicheres of Mekalvachayma, Ma, Klicheres Shem Mitma Me'avira Beloinigi. Ein mitma megabe yefle benegiyen. So klishet of that mitma meaviroi, sich es shouldn't be mekabot o megabe. O makro, chol kli posuach, the mida atker psicho, since it spoke about kli posuach, but kli chereskom. Uchsiv hu, and it says hu le memre, tahai hu, tahai hu de tal yerachmone, betomit posul. By this, a tomit posul will help, That is the Gemara, and now let us see Tosfos. V'gaboy toher. We had learned that a kli cheres is toher if a davar tamei touched the gav, a kli cheres, the outside of a kli cheres. Zuktaisvis, hainu, the loy mit ma migaboy. It is not mekabo tume if, dovatome touch the gab, the outside. Avol, that's the taish vigaboy tohoir, but it's misleading. Avol im nit ma mitoichoy. But what is if the klicheres became tome mitoichoy? Is nitma gam gaboy, then the gab is also tummy. If the klicheres became tummy, now it's a klicheres tummy. The whole klicheres is tummy. Or metame acherim, it's metame acherim. Something will touch the gab of the klicheres, she nitma mitoich, will become tummy. Kedemrine beteres koinim, merube midas, deletame militma. That means that a klicheres is metamei more than it's mekabel tume. Shklicheres metamei cherem me'achayrov, ve'enoi mitmo me'achayrov. V'amrine nami bepeirik al eilu mumen, klicheres nitmo toichoi, nitmo gavoi. So we have an offen of teirus koyanim, a gemorim pchoyres, finished. Venira. Now, Tosfos is going to say a venira, I think. And Tosfos will bring two rayas to what Tosfos thinks. ונראה, דגבוי תויר, אפילו נוגע שרץ ביד שבגבוי, דלוי אומר יד להכניס בכלי חרץ. Now, what is Tosfos saying? Tosfos is saying as follows. I think what will be this adin yodois hakelim. Between you and me, a yad hakeli doesn't have a teres keli. It's a yad to a keli. Doesn't have the components of a keli. It's a yad to a keli. Yodois hakelim mevim es hatumet. That means, if I have, let's say I have a kli cheres, and the kli cheres has a handle, and now a dead sheretz touched the handle. So Tosfos says, v'nire, I think, the gaboy toyer, afilu noga sheretz biyad shebegaboy, lo yomar yad lahachnis bikli cheres. Yad will not help by a kli cheres. Now, let us take off a minute and to think, what is Tosfos telling us? You'd ask us, please, if the sheretz touches the gava keli, the keli is toyer, if the sheretz touches the handle of the keli, so the keli should be tummy, the nearer li, one guy, Tosfos has a pupil over here. What's there what to talk about? Perhaps we could be mantic this Tosfos in Kehilas Yaakov Antares Simenon Aleph. He brings down a chakire. What is the lumdus of Yodai Sakeilim? And he brings down from the Mekor Baruch a Moira de Kezach. The Hod is Rabbi Yodais Letume. That if the din is, let us just say what the din is, not about a Kli Cheres. The Kli Cheres, Tosfos is talking about a Kli Cheres. Well, let's talk about a portion of the Kehle, a Kli Sheter. You have a Kli Sheter, and you have a handle jutting out of the Kehle. So the din is two things. A sheretz touched the handle, the keli is tummy. If the sheretz touched the keli, the handle is tummy. That's the din. Yodis machnisim or maybe in a satum. That's the din by yodis. Zot disciple from the Mekor Baruch. The hodis rabbi yodis letume. Ein ha inyin shayad atzma nitmeis. Not the chiddush is even though the yad is not a keli, it doesn't have tenoyim of a keli. It doesn't have a meis kippah. But not Shad is the Chiddush of Yodis is Shayat Atzmo Nitmeis. Elo in Yono Shahatoiro Chicho Shahatume Oiveres Derech Hayad Letame Gufa Keili. The Yad is a vehicle. The Yad is Toyer. The Sheret touches the Yad. The Keili becomes Tomei. And Oichel will touch the Yad, the Oichel will become Tomei. Well, but the Yad is Toyer. The Yad isn't Mekabel Tomei. It's a vehicle that Tomei goes back and forth. It's Machnis Tomei and Maitzi Tomei. Nimtza Sheze Oifen Chadosh Shel Kabbalas Tomei. He brings a Loshen of Tosfos, the stipler. The Loshen of Tosfos is Meiridik. He God wants to say it's a different shot, but he brings a Tosfos further in that Kufchav Ches. Kol Yodai Sheba'olam Nami Loi Mekabli Tume. The Yad is not Mekabli Tume. Ele Shemachnisois Umoitziois Tume. It's Machnis and Moitzi. The Loshen of Tosfos is very much Mashma that is Pshat in the Yad. Now, Agavuch, he brings the Mekor Baruch. The Mekor Baruch wants to say, the verse says this dictator, the din is, you're not allowed to bring a Dovah Tomei into the Beis HaMikdash. Now, bring a Dovah Tomei. So look the Mekor Baruch, if I'll have a pot that's Tomei, and I'll bring the handle into the Beis HaMikdash, no problem.
The handle is toyer. There's no problem to bring the handle into the base mikdash. If someone will touch the handle, they'll make a connection and boom. So that thing that touches it will become tummy. But the handle alone, bring the handle into the base mikdash, it's a davar toyer. As they state in the kibbutz. So now I think we could mightily appreciate what Tosfos is talking about. That is the chiddush of the Mekor Boruch. Now let's get back to our Tosfos. So if the lamdus of a yad, that means Chazal understood, how does a yad work? This halachis of kalim, a keli is mekabel tumah, this hilchis kalim, it has to have a base kibbul, there's certain halachis. A yad does not have the tenoyim, the components of a keli. But aval pikein, there are limudim that a yad is maybe a setume, machnes a setume. So because of this problem, Chazal said, Kabbalah stume, we have limudim that a yad is maybe a machnes a setume. In Kabbalah stume, there's tenoyim that it has to have a base kibbul and certain halachas. There's a new halacha that yodei sakeilim mevim esatume and machnisim esatume. That's no problem because it's not bekabel tume. The chiddush of yodei sakeilim is that the yad is a vehicle that brings tume to the keli and takes out tume from the keli to someone that touches something who touches the yad. Im keinim anachnu. So the meiles, I bezoy, it's something to think about. So maybe a yad of a klicher, a klicher is not mekabel tumme migaboy. That's the din. You touch the outside of the keli, it's not mekabel tumme. But a yad, it falls in things that is mekabel tumme. But the concept of yadai sakelim is another oifen of kabbalah tumme. The yad is a vehicle to bring tumme to the keli. It brings tumma to the keli. It's not a tumas maga. The tumma didn't touch the keli. That's a way how you metama keli through a yad. A yad is matmas as a tumma. So memeila did be a mokim to think. Maybe it is the din yodos by a kli cheres. And let's make it more interesting. The shita sarashba is a din yodos by a kli cheres. And the rashba took hold like that. So therefore, Taishvis has a pilpul. Taishvis wants to say no. That it's not, there's no dinyotis. Now let us see what Taishvis says. First of all, Taishvis says v'nire. That there's no dinyotis. V'ho de porrei shoyer v'aroitim. So Taishvis wants to say, Elochei, I have enough in the Gemara, Makel. Before my v'nire, I have enough in the Gemara. Gemara says, "Beim a yad lohitzi, avol lahachnis loy. Maybe a yad is only mitzi to me, but not machnis. Umishani yad yeseirksiv. Tano v'kerayim yutatz tmeyim heim, utmeyim yiyu lochem l'rabbis esayodays. No, so Tatei says enough in the Gemara." The Gemara said, maybe a yad can only be maybe, not machnis. Well, says there's enough in the posik. But by klicheres, this is tanu v'kirayim yutatz by klicheres. But to meim yu lechem l'rabbis es hayodis. So they said, no, that's not pshat in the Gemara. Ochi koma. L'rabbis es hayodis lohoiti. V'yater yad dizroim l'achnis. That means that there's a whole sugi there. Yodis by Zroim, the concept of Yodis is loved after by Kalim, by Cholim also. You have a Yad to a Peri. That means I think if you have, let's say, the stem of an apple, I think is a Yad to the apple. So Sheretz touches the stem, or you have a Tomidika apple, now something will touch the stem. This is in Yodis by Kalim, by Euchlem. So the Gemara, so Taisus says, the Gemara over there speaking about that if this pasuk tells us by a kli cheres that it's maybe es atume, so then the pasuk by Eichlum tells that it's machnes es atume. Avol yad etano v'kiraim loy machnes ki demashme b'tesefte dekeil. Amashmois v'natesefte. Da'oma ein tume
likli cheres elo me aviroi, if something, the tumor was in the aver kli cheres, ubeheset hazov, or if the zov was mesit a kli cheres, that means that, let's say you had a seesaw, and you had a kli cheres on one side of the seesaw, and a zov goes and sits on the other side, and by sitting on the other side, so he lifts up the kli cheres, that's tumas hesed, nothing is, so there we learn that a zov is matame beset, even though there's no aviroi, that's called he moved the whole kli cheres, I mean, the teich, everything he moved, a zov is matame beset. And then al gabi evin mismo, this is a chiddush that an evin mismo means, let's not get into an evin mismo, this is a besonder chiddush of evin mismo, even though the keli was not nisat, but there was an evin, it's also makabel tumah. But these are the yifanim, how kli cheres is makabel tumah. V'lei choshev sheyesh loy tumah miyodai. Why didn't it say that there's another oifen as mekabel tume? Aviroi beheset umiyodai, that the yad will bring in tume to the kli cheres. That's so a ramashmois from a teisefte in keli. I mean, teisus had a pesachayla, a stira from the gemara further, and a ramashmois from a teisefte in keli. Va'oid dekrod metay kli cheres amukim somit posel. Mashma filo yesh lo yadayim. So Taisa says, really, we have a posik. We've learned the posik. It says a kli that is a tzomit posel is matzel boil ameis. So it should mention something it doesn't even handle. That means the way we understand kli cheres, so it's wonderful. If not mekabel tumah migaboy, and the opening is sealed, a tzomit posel, some emailer, so a kli cheres, that's a tzomit posel, is matzon boil ameis. But fine, that's how we understand that. That's how the Gemara understood it. But what if this keli has a handle? And if a handle is maybe a satumah by a kli cheres, so the whole din becomes bottle. So you say the Torah is only speaking about a kli cheres without a handle. Should have been there, should have said someplace that, Amedvorim Amurim, Shein Lo Yad, Yeshla, the Pashtis Advorim is Mashme, was speaking about a Kli Cheres, Sheyesh Lo Yad, and it's still Matzel be Kli Cheres. That's the Raya of Toises that a Yad is not maybe said to me. Oy Einoi Elohim Kein Noga. Now the Gemara Rahava Mine, that maybe a Kli Cheres is only Mikabo Tumme if the Sheretz touch the inside, not if it's in the aver of the inside. Vim taima, like Toisves, v'homid de kosav rachmona toichoi v'loi toich toichoi. Good, I'll buy it. Toichoi means you have to touch the inside. That's what the Gemara wanted to say. But there's a mir toichoi v'loi toich toichoi. A mir that toich toichoi is not metame the kli cheres. Now, if you learn it's mekabel tumah ma'aviroi, the pasuk is telling me a chiddush that if you have a sheretz, there are two kelim. There's an inner keli and an outer keli, and the inner keli is inside the outer keli, and the sheretz was in the inner keli. So there's a mit toichai v'loi toich toichai. So the outer keli is not mekabel tumah. But if you learn, so it's a chiddush that even though between you and me, the inner keli is in the outer keli also. No. That's called teichai v'lei teich teich. But if you learn that a kli cheres is not mekabel tumah only benegiyah, that was the having in the Gemara. So what's the chiddush? Teichai, an extra word, lei teich teich. Pashtetzach, it didn't touch the inside, the outer keli. So what's the having? V'yeshloime dafilu loy mekabel tume me'aviroi. But even the metama achere me'aviroi, itzer shaper lo'oichlim hanitlim toich toichei de toirem. So Taisa said, there's two dinim in a kli cheres. A kli cheres is mekabel tume me'aviroi, and here the one wants to say no. It's only mekabel tume benegiye. But there's another halacha that's clear, that a kli cheres is metame mashe besoicha, even though he doesn't touch.
That's kol ma shebesoicha yitmo. So the din of toichai v'loi toich toich is talking about that thing. That even though it's metame kol ma shebesoichai, but not metame kol ma shebetoich toich. Umiyu koshe. Midichsiv, we make another drosha from the vov. Toichai shel zeh. Loi toichai shel acher. Shma mino de mitmoim ma'avirom. Because that's the whole drash, that a kli cheres is mekabotum mevira, and not a kli acher. Yishloima, the hava amina imena inyin li tomei, it's no inyin, li tamei, teiche shal zem me tamei, acherem yavir, li teiche shal acher. So Taisa is also the same thing, that this posik is telling us that the teich of a kli cheres is me tamei, not the teich of a other.